Imagine you're prepping for a massive high-stakes meeting.
Oh, stressful.
Right. You have this really complex, maybe even highly controversial economic problem to solve, and you need bulletproof advice. But instead of, hiring a diverse team of actual human consultants, you decide to just open your laptop and ask 15 different AI models for their take.
I mean, that's what everyone does now, right?
Exactly. You query OpenAI, you ping Google, you ask Anthropic, xAI, DeepSeek, all of them. And you read through all their separate answers, and you probably feel like you're getting this highly robust, completely objective
You
consensus.
feel like you've crowdsourced the machine intelligence of the entire tech industry.
Yeah, exactly. But the question we really have to ask today for this deep dive is, are you actually getting a second, third, and fourth opinion? Or are you just getting the exact same opinion wearing like 15 different hats?
Yeah, and it is arguably the ultimate modern illusion. We operate on this base assumption that because we are logging into different platforms built by competing companies, using totally different technological architectures, we are automatically accessing different intellectual perspectives.
Which makes sense on paper.
It does make sense. But when you actually look under the hood at how these models process and reason through highly complex problems, that assumption just, well, it shatters completely.
Okay, let's unpack this, because that is exactly our mission today. We are looking at a truly fascinating piece of research that just came out in March 2026 from Boazici University.
Yeah, the Silicon Expert study.
Right, silicon experts. And these researchers didn't just ask AI models to write code or draft an email. They audited 15 top-tier large language models against this massive, incredibly rigorous benchmark. They used over 45,000 real-world responses from the IGM Economic Experts panel.
And just to give you some context on that panel, listener, it is composed of literally the world's most elite economists. Over a 15-year span, from 2011 all the way to 2026, these human experts were asked 885 highly contested, incredibly messy questions about the global economy.
Right, so the researchers essentially forced these 15 AI models to act as synthetic advisors on the exact same thorny issues. They wanted to know, can we actually trust AI to act as an independent advisor, or is its expertise on complicated issues just like a mirage?
It is such a vital question.
It really is. And to even begin answering that, we first have to look at the mechanics of how an AI answers a question compared to a real, breathing human being, which brings us to a massive discrepancy right out of the gate.
No, this strongly agree deficit. This is wild. So the researchers identified this huge gap. On the expert panel, when human economists are asked to take a stand on an issue, they choose the strongly agree option about 13.1% of the time.
Okay, so about 1 in 8 times.
Yeah, exactly. They look at the data, they plant their flag, and they signal conviction. But when you look at the AI models, across all 15 models, the aggregate rate of choosing strongly agree was a mere 0.1%.
0.1%.
Yes. And it gets crazier. Four out of the five flagship models never use that option a single time in the entire testing phase. Zero.
I'm trying to visualize what that actually means in practice. I mean, if a human expert is willing to take a hard stance like 1 out of every 8 times, but the AI actively avoids it completely, it sounds like the AI is acting less like a confident advisor and more like a highly media-trained politician who's just terrified of a negative headline.
That's a perfect analogy. It really is.
But if they are hiding in the middle and acting aggressively neutral on the multiple choice buttons, how do we even audit what they actually believe or, what they've learned?
Well, that was the primary hurdle for the researchers. The reason the models behave this way is due to a mechanism called alignment tuning. Before a model is released to the public, developers train it to be polite, cautious, and helpful without ever being offensive.
So they essentially place guardrails on the output.
Exactly. To get past that artificial barrier, the researchers developed this ingenious workaround called the semantic similarity rating, or the SSR protocol.
Okay, let me see if I have the mechanics of this right. Alignment tuning is basically like taking a highly opinionated, incredibly well-read person and forcing them to wear a corporate customer service uniform.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Like they still have all their biases and knowledge from what they've read, but their final output, the actual multiple choice answer they select, has been trained to sound as inoffensive and middle of the road as possible.
That is an excellent way to frame it. The customer service uniform is the multiple choice vote. Because the AI is programmed by its developers to actively avoid clicking those extreme buttons, the researchers realized they had to stop looking at the official votes entirely.
So what did they look at instead?
They asked the AI to write out a short 1 to 2 sentence justification for its answer. Then they used that SSR protocol. They basically mapped the meaning of the AI's written words into a mathematical space, turning paragraphs into data points.
Okay, so making the text quantifiable.
Exactly. This allowed them to measure the physical distance between the AI's written logic and the underlying logic of extreme human opinions. They just ignored the checkbox entirely, and they audited the text.
And when you strip away that customer service uniform and just look at the raw logic of the text, the neutrality is completely gone.
It vanishes, completely vanishes. The SSR protocol revealed that underneath that polite hedge surface, the model's internal logic carries a highly polarized, high conviction structure.
Wow.
Yeah. When you measure the actual semantics of their arguments, these models actually aligned with strongly disagreeing logic nearly 4.5 times more often than the human experts did.
That is huge. So listener, if you're using one of these models to prep for a meeting or to summarize a contested issue, that is a critical thing to keep in mind. You have to pay close attention to the actual justification the AI is providing.
Yes, not just the bullet points.
Exactly. Not just the bullet points or the polite summary it spits out. Because the underlying logic is often carrying a very strong, highly polarized bias disguised by a perfectly polite tone.
Which naturally leads us to ask, you know, if they are hiding strong opinions behind a neutral facade on things we already know about, what happens when they encounter an entirely novel problem?
Right, like something totally unprecedented.
Exactly. Are they genuinely reasoning through the economic trade-off in real time, or are they just reciting an old consensus they memorized during their training phase?
That is exactly what I was wondering when I read this. And the data shows a massive shift right around 2019, doesn't it? The researchers plotted the AI's accuracy against human consensus over time, and around 2019, the model's performance just starts dropping precipitously.
It falls off a cliff.
Yeah. Now, my immediate assumption was just that their training data was getting stale. Like, oh, they just hadn't read enough articles from 2024 yet.
That is the intuitive assumption, for sure. But the underlying mechanics of the data prove it totally wrong.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The researchers used a technique called multivariate decomposition. Essentially, they mathematically stripped away the passage of time variable to isolate other factors. And the main factor they found was disagreement.
Disagreement among the humans.
Yes. Once they controlled for how much the human experts disagreed with each other on any given question, the time factor lost all its influence.
Okay, wait, let me make sure I'm following this. Are you saying it has nothing to do with the AI not knowing about recent events? Like pandemic supply chain shocks or digital asset regulation? It's simply that humans haven't agreed on those things yet.
Precisely. When human experts fracture and debate an issue, the AI models fail. They fundamentally rely on a unified historical consensus signal in their training data.
So they need us to figure it out first.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If the humans haven't coalesced around an answer, the AI lacks the underlying architecture to synthesize the noise and figure it out on its own.
So to build on the earlier analogy, the AI isn't an expert advisor at all. It's more like a student who perfectly memorized the textbook and aces the multiple choice section on historical facts, but then completely freezes when handed an open-ended essay question on current events.
Oh, completely freezes.
They don't have an original thought to fall back on. They just know how to repeat what the teacher said yesterday.
To test that exact theory, the study conducted a brilliant experiment using what's called a regression discontinuity design.
That's complicated.
It's actually quite elegant. They use the model's literal training cutoffs, the exact date their training data ends, as an invisible wall. They wanted to see what happens to the model's error rate when it is forced to answer questions published immediately after that invisible wall.
And the results were completely dependent on which company built the architecture, right?
Yes. When Google's Gemini 1.5 pro-faced questions published immediately after its training cutoff, its error rate jumped heavily. It hit that invisible wall of its memory, and it started exhibiting what the researchers called semantic parroting.
Semantic parroting?
Yeah. It lacked the ability to reason, so it just started restating the prompt back to the user to fill the space.
It essentially just started repeating the question to buy time. Like, that is a great question about supply chains. Let's talk about supply chains.
Exactly, exactly. But Anthropic's Claude 3 Haiku reacted completely differently, didn't it?
It did. Claude 3 Haiku showed almost no jump in its error rate past its cutoff date. Even more remarkably, the data showed it actually generated more original reasoning when faced with those novel questions.
That is mind-blowing.
Right. It maintained a stable error path, which mathematically suggests it actually has some internal capacity for genuine out-of-sample generalization.
So the underlying architecture really does dictate the behavior. Some models are literally just encyclopedias reciting the past, while others show flashes of actually connecting the dots in real time.
Yeah.
But if I'm a user and I'm asking an AI a complicated question, I don't necessarily know if it's genuinely reasoning or just blind guessing.
Mm.
Do the models themselves know when they're out of their depth? Do they, like, lower their confidence?
This is where we uncover one of the most structural flaws in current AI systems. They are spectacularly overconfident.
Oh, I believe that.
The researchers measured this on a scale of 1 to 10. The human economists, when answering these highly complex questions, averaged a confidence score of 5.78. They exhibited caution.
Which is what you want from an expert.
Right. But the AI average across all models, 7.47.
Wow.
And then there is Grok 4.1. The data on this one is wild. Grok 4.1 maintained an average confidence score of 8.4 out of 10. It was profoundly certain of itself. But, and here's the kicker, it had the absolute lowest accuracy in the entire study, getting it right only 45.2% of the time.
So it's essentially a synthetic version of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Exactly. What the researchers mapped here is a massive calibration gap. When human economists report maximum certainty, when they say they are 10 out of 10 confident, the data actually shows an inverted U pattern.
Meaning what, exactly?
Meaning the humans with absolute certainty are often holding contrarian minority views, which statistically makes them less accurate compared to the broad consensus. But overall, human experts are well calibrated. They lower their confidence on difficult, highly debated questions.
But the AI doesn't.
Nope.
The AI models draw a flat line. They do not lower their stated confidence when they are wrong, and they do not lower it when the human experts are deeply divided.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. If an AI tells you, I am 9 out of 10 confident in this answer, what does that number actually mean internally to the machine? Is it calculating probability, or is it just generating text?
The short answer is that the number is often a total fabrication.
A fabrication.
Yeah. The researchers measured the entropy of the model's confidence scores. Entropy, in this context, basically means how much of that 1 to 10 scale they actually use. Models like Claude 3 Haiku have incredibly low entropy. They essentially span the exact same confidence number for every single question, regardless of the difficulty.
Which renders the score completely meaningless.
Totally meaningless. It's not a calculation. It's just hard-coded to sound authoritative.
Exactly. But the mechanism behind it is even more detached. For 12 out of the 15 models tested, their self-reported confidence had zero statistical correlation with the actual uncertainty expressed in their own written reasoning.
Wait, really? Zero correlation?
Zero. Through that SSR protocol we discussed earlier, the researchers could mathematically see that the AI's internal logic was fragmented, uncertain, and struggling. But the final number the AI generated at the end of the text was still an 8 or a 9.
That is just wild.
It is. The confidence score is generated by a completely disconnected mechanism from the reasoning process.
So, listener, if you see an AI spit out a high confidence percentage on a complex issue, you cannot take that at face value. It does not possess epistemic humility. It is structurally designed to sound authoritative even when its internal reasoning is completely falling apart.
Which forces us to ask an even deeper question. If these models are blindly confident and they are mostly just reciting historical consensus, whose consensus are they reciting? Like, whose ideas are they actually mimicking?
Right, because training data isn't created in a vacuum. It is written by humans with specific perspectives and schools of thought. Now, before we dive into this data, I really need to establish some guardrails for our discussion.
Good call.
Yeah. The Bosazisi study categorizes these economic viewpoints into historical academic camps like interventionist versus market-oriented. For our purposes today, we are looking at this purely as a data auditing exercise. We are completely impartial. We are not endorsing or validating any political or economic ideology. We are strictly examining the mechanical biases the data uncovered in the AI systems. We just want to know who the AI mathematically prefers to agree with.
With that impartiality in mind, the study reveals two distinct institutional biases heavily encoded into these models. The first is a mechanism the researchers call the Nobel premium.
The Nobel premium.
Yes. 13 out of the 15 models give significant extra mathematical weight to Nobel laureates. If you give the AI two identical economic propositions, it is structurally far more likely to agree with the one championed by a Nobel laureate than by a standard, highly elite panelist.
Which mechanically makes a lot of sense, right? A Nobel laureate is famous, their papers are cited thousands of times, their names appear constantly in textbooks and articles.
They literally take up more physical space in the training data.
Exactly. The AI doesn't know they are smarter, it just equates the volume of text with absolute truth. It's a volume bias.
Exactly, it's a volume bias.
Yeah.
But the second bias is far more complex, and it involves the traditional economic divide between freshwater and saltwater schools of thought.
Ah, okay.
Historically, freshwater refers to market-oriented institutions, like the University of Chicago or the Hoover Institution. Saltwater refers to more interventionist coastal institutions like MIT or Berkeley.
And the data shows a very clear categorical lean here, doesn't it?
It does. 13 of the 15 models exhibit a massive freshwater bias. When forced to vote on a contested issue, their final categorical multiple-choice votes align much more readily with market-oriented freshwater economists.
But there's a catch, right?
A huge catch. This is where the researchers uncovered a fascinating mechanical contradiction they call the semantic paradox.
Yes, this is absolutely my favorite part of the study because it highlights how strange AI architecture really is.
When the researchers analyzed the underlying reasoning of the models, ignoring the vote, and just looking at the semantic map of the text they wrote to justify the vote, the models clustered much closer to saltwater economists.
So people like MIT's Darren Acemoglu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are voting one way, but structuring their logical arguments in a completely different direction.
It is such a bizarre contradiction. It's like the AI is wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey, standing on the court, but it is perfectly executing a Boston Celtics playbook.
That is a great visual.
But how does a machine even develop a multidimensional ideological mishmash like that?
The working theory goes back to the difference between the base training data and that customer service uniform of alignment tuning we talked about. The base models ingest massive volumes of dense, lengthy academic papers.
Right.
Which in modern economics often feature complex, interventionist, saltwater reasoning. The AI absorbs all of that logical structure. But then, during the safety and alignment fine-tuning phase, the developers train the models to provide safe, standard, easily digestible categorical answers.
Which often align with broad free market freshwater principles.
Exactly. So it reasons using the dense academic logic of its base training, but it votes using the safe, sanitized parameters of its alignment tuning.
That perfectly explains the mechanism. It's adopting the reasoning frameworks of one camp, but being forced into the categorical conclusions of another. But, I mean, the real problem isn't just that this mishmash exists, right? The problem is that this exact same mishmash exists everywhere.
And that brings us to the most concerning statistic of the entire audit. The researchers measured intellectual homogenization. They really wanted to know, do these 15 different models think independently, or do they all think alike?
The numbers on this are staggering. When you look at the human experts on the IGM panel, they agree with each other on contested questions about 31% of the time.
Which makes total sense.
Right. That is exactly what you want from elite experts. You want them stress testing ideas, finding the edge cases, and fiercely debating the nuances.
But the LLMs, the 15 different models, agreed with each other 61% of the time.
Wow.
And this is not just models from the same company agreeing. This is across the entire competitive ecosystem. OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, XAI, DeepSeek. They were all converging on the exact same synthetic worldview.
So, listener, if you take away anything from our deep dive today, let it be this. If you try to get a diverse, you know, second opinion by asking a different AI model, you aren't actually getting diverse thought. The architecture basically guarantees you are just talking to a slightly different flavor of the exact same silicon consensus.
It is, mechanically speaking, an echo chamber disguised as a pantheon of independent experts.
So, to bring this all together, we started by asking if we can trust AI as an independent advisor when prepping for a complex problem. And the data from Boazice University paints a very clear mechanical picture.
It really does.
While these models are incredible, vast encyclopedias of settled historical facts, they fail spectacularly as independent advisors on new, messy, contested issues. They are structurally overconfident, their self-reported certainty is completely disconnected from their internal reasoning, and despite being built by competing companies, they all think exactly alike.
Which leaves us with a critical structural question for the future. If AI models fundamentally require unified human consensus to function, But humans require robust, messy, and highly diverse disagreement to actually form that consensus in the first place. What happens to human progress if we start outsourcing our critical thinking to machines that are structurally designed to only ever agree with each other?
If we rely on systems that physically cannot disagree, do we just freeze our intellectual progress in amber?
It's a scary thought.
It is definitely something to mull over. So the next time you are prepping for that big meeting and you ask 15 AI models for their advice, just remember the data. You are not getting a boardroom of brilliant debating geniuses. You are getting one very confident, highly trained entity wearing 15 different hats. Keep questioning your sources, especially the synthetic ones. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.